You're listening to a proud member of the Dice Tower Network, dedicated to bringing podcasters together for the greater good of gaming. It's sort of like Voltron, but with better lip syncing. Find out more at dicetowernetwork.com.
And welcome to another episode of the Family Gamers Podcast. This is episode 137.
This is a special episode of
Super
Family
special.
Gamers Podcast. It's really, really special because it's already happened.
We already recorded this a week ago.
We did. This week on the Family Gamers Podcast, it's an odd-numbered episode, which means that we're going to have some guests. But we kind of had some guests, and also we were guests.
Kind of everybody was guests?
Yeah. We mentioned in last week's show that we got to go to Granite Game Summit and record a live show with Flip Flory.
And Gil Hova.
And Jason Lees. And your moderator, Chris.
Chris Micho.
Mm-hmm. And we got a recording of that show, and that's going to be our episode this week.
Sounds good.
I had a lot of fun re-listening to it because there were some pretty amusing things that happened during that show.
I think we had a lot of fun doing it.
Mm-hmm. So you'll even hear during that live show, we mentioned this game that we're giving away, Guardian's Call.
You can enter the giveaway on our website, thefamilygamers.com.
Right. There's another week to go on that. When this comes out, it'll be a little bit less than a week. But there's still plenty of time for you to enter to win a copy of Guardian's Call. If you don't know anything about this game, it's a game from Druid City Games. If you go to facebook.com/familygamersaa, you can actually see an unboxing video I did of this game. It's a kind of cool little bluffing game that was made by James Hudson.
Whether or not you're interested in Guardian's Call, the game, if you want to support us, the Family Gamers, being able to give away more games, you should check out our Pod Pledge.
Mm-hmm. Go to thefamilygamers.com/Pod Pledge to check out how you can be part of the family.
Part of the family.
So we've got a lot of fun stuff that's going to be coming up next week. I got to play Quacks of Quedlinburg last night, and I really want to talk about that on the show.
You got to wait.
But it's going to have to be next week. So we're not going to come back after the live show is over. So until next time, play games with your kids.
Folks at the Granite Game Summit are about to witness two podcasts at the same time, something that has never been done in the history of podcasting. Can you believe it? Good morning, I'm your moderator, Chris. We are live at the Granite Game Summit in Nashua, New Hampshire, and you are about to witness an episode of both Flip Flory Super Saturday Board Game Serial and The Family Gamers. Two podcasts in one. Very exciting, I know. And so here's what's going to happen. Each podcast is going to come up and do a segment of their own show and give you a flavor of what they do. They'll tell you how to find that show. It'll be a lot of fun. And then I suspect the reason that they brought me here to sort of moderate and keep control of things is because a sort of battle of podcast supremacy tends to break out at these things. So at the end, we're going to do a little bit of a game show, a sort of contest of minds. You might call it a battle of wits, where these two shows will collide with each other, and we will see which podcast for today reigns supreme in New Hampshire. Does that sound fun?
Yes!
So we drew straws before the show to find out who would be going first. I have the drawing of the straws here. And I'll describe these for the audience so that they can judge at home. We're going to have you help me figure out who's going to go first. So this first one is by Jason Lees, representing Flip Flory's show. It is a straw in a glass. The part you drink out of is much wider than the part that brings the liquid in. It does appear to be empty, so I guess this person is done with this straw.
What's holding the straw up?
What's holding a straw up? I'm going to guess magic.
I like to think of that glass as full.
As full of empty. Something. Full of all right. And then for the family gamers, we have this one. There's some ice in the glass. There's very great detail on the flexi part of the straw.
I like the dimensionality at the bottom, too. It's really nice.
Good dimensionality at the bottom, yes. So,
who drew that?
By applause.
Who drew that one, Chris?
Who drew that one?
Who drew the one for the family gamers? I'm curious.
Claire.
Claire?
Claire drew that one. All right. So, by applause. Jason. Claire.
Bring the cute children next
to me. Totally bring. I'm a cute child.
You're some kind of child.
Jason, you're an obtuse child. The family gamers are Andrew and Anitra Smith and their three kids. Every week they bring two reviews and a podcast to the internet to further their mission to encourage families around the world to play games with your kids. So families elsewhere playing games with your kids. It sounds great.
As long as they're playing games.
As long as they're playing games. In all seriousness, if you're looking for a game to play with a kid in your life, they're the place to go. You can find them at thefamilygamers.com, T-H-E, familygamers.com. Please welcome to the stage the Family Gamers!
Hey everybody, how are we doing today? This morning, how's everybody doing? I see some Family Gamers buttons out there. Those are awesome. I'm going to have our kids come down here so you can see all of the Family Gamers. I am your host, Andrew. I am joined by my lovely and wonderful wife, Anitra.
That's me!
She's the best. And these are our kids, Claire, the amazing artist. Asher, the hidden 8-year-old. And Elliot, you'll hear him over the course of the show making all sorts of random comments. So we have a lot of different segments that we do on our show. Sometimes we do this thing called For Science where I eat some kind of weird thing and talk about how weird it is. But one of the things that we do on our show is something that we call Board Game in the Middle. And so that's what we're going to do today. We have three board games over here. I'm going to have each kid grab one board game and then bring them right out front so that you can all hold a game and hold them out in front. And Anitra is going to pick two contestants for this section of the show. So, take it away.
Do I have any volunteers? Okay. Come on down. I promise this was not prearranged.
All right. Okay. Wow. All right. So, here we go. Here's how this is going to work.
The front.
These three kids are going to come around the front. We're going to talk about these three games. You can come all the way.
Oh,
come on down. Come on down
over here. Get over here with the
all
games.
Right.
Come on.
So let's ask our volunteers. Hello, miss. What is your name?
My name is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Yay! And volunteer number two, your name is?
My name is Jen.
All right. Hi, Jen. Yay! Okay. So here we go. So we've got these three games. Now, we had to do some research with these three games to find out which game is the board game in the middle. Now, I know that...
According to Board Game Geek.
Oh, right. Okay. According to Board Game Geek.
That.
So, here's what we're going to do. We've got three
opinion.
Games in front of us. This game, Troke Castle Checkers, came out in 1960 old.
Something.
you can tell it's kind of a nice classic box here. This is actually a game that Anitra grew up playing with her parents. And so we picked up this copy of it so that she could show me what it was like because she couldn't find her old copy.
It's an abstract game, and everybody who listens to the show knows I love abstract games.
Chinese checkers, it's in a similar vein. This is a game called Hidden Identity Dice Espionage, came out from Mayday Games a couple of years ago. And then finally we have Sticky Chameleons, which is a... Anybody remember those sticky hands that you used to stick inside windows of your cars, drive your parents crazy? This is an entire game based on having sticky tongues because you are a chameleon and trying to catch bugs. So, we have these three very different games. Oh, I don't think I mentioned this is a kind of a dice manipulation hidden identity game.
It's in the title.
So, what we are going to do is, we are going to have our two contestants guess which board game has the middle ranking on Board Game Geek. This is not in complexity, this is based on...
Average rating.
Average rating. Alright, so here we go.
I'm going to pick Sticky Chameleons.
Okay, you're going to pick Sticky Chameleons. Elliot, come over and stand with Miss Chris. Jen, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Troke.
Troke, okay. Let's go over there. So Asher's holding Hidden Identity Dice Espionage. Now, I would like to ask our audience. Our audience isn't really participating other than watching this, but I'd like to ask our audience, for each one of these games, I'm going to have everybody, I want, if you think that this is the board game that's in the middle, I would like to hear you make lots and lots of noise. If you think that Chris is right and Sticky Chameleon is in the middle, let me hear it. Yeah! All right. If you think that Jen is right and Troke is in the middle, let me hear it. Yeah! All right. And who's voting for Asher's game, Hidden Identity Dice Espionage? Yay! All right. Okay, well.
All right.
It sounds like our contestants are in agreement with the audience in some way. I kind of like this. Okay.
Yeah.
So, Anitra, let's do this. What is at the bottom of the list?
Based on average rating on BoardGameGeek, Hidden Identity Dice Espionage at 5.84.
is the bottom of the list. All right, so one of our contestants is right. All right, so we're going to take that game. We're going to come over here. Come on over here, Asher. All right. Should we say who's right or who's wrong? What do you guys think?
Wrong.
Who's wrong?
All right.
What's the best rated game?
So, out of these two games, Troke or Sticky Chameleons, what is the best ranked game?
The highest rated one, with an average rating of 6.50, is Sticky Chameleons.
The Sticky Chameleons, which means... Hold on. Jen wins, which means let's give it up for Jen. Yay! Congratulations, Jen. You have won Board Game in the Middle. You get a copy of Troke to take home with you. All right, there we go. That is for you.
Yes!
All right. And this goes here. That goes to Jen. Thank you very much. All right, so that is a segment that we do on our show. We also talk about games that we've been playing, reviews, and we have a topic every week. Next Monday's show is going to be all about spring cleaning. We have decided to cull some games from our collection. It is one of the most painful things I've ever done.
As you may have noticed from the fact that we're just like, yeah. Hey, this is the game I have!
Hey, guess where these games came from? So we're going to talk about that on our show that releases on Monday. Also, since I'm here, a shameless plug, Anitra is going to hold up a game. We just unboxed this yesterday. We are giving away this game on the show. If you guys are board game fans, you may have heard of this guy named James Hudson, who is like really loud and obnoxious on social media, but we love him. His company, Druid City Games, released this on Kickstarter. It's fulfilling now. We got a copy, and we are giving it away on our show. So head over to thefamilygamers.com, and you might be able to win a brand new, all I do is take the shrink wrap off, copy of Guardian's Call. All right, we're here on the floor. Oh, I'm sorry. You can find us on all of the social media at Family Gamers AA. That's the best place. We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. You can go to thefamilygamers.com. You can email us, Andrew at thefamilygamers.com.
Anitra at thefamilygamers.com.
And don't forget to check out our pod pledge. You can go to thefamilygamers.com/pod pledge. Real easy to find. All
right, and now, until next time,
play games with your kids. Thank you so much, Andrew and Anitra, the Family Gamers. Lots of fun there, right? So our next podcast is actually joined by a couple of special guests who I'll introduce first. The first guest podcaster is not somebody who has a blog or a podcast or has published any games, but he sure has faved a lot of our tweets, and so here he is. Jason Lee is welcome to the stage, everybody. Our next guest podcaster has a game on Kickstarter right now called High Rise. It is over half funded as of this recording. It will probably have some more money on it by then. You should definitely check it out. He made The Networks. He made Wordsy. He makes all the great games. We welcome Gil Ho into the stage. And last, but certainly not least, our favorite party clown, Flip Flory. Please welcome Flip Flory, Super Saturday Board Game Cereal.
Well, thank you, Chris. That was a wonderful opening. Hey, Guild is a podcast, too, right?
Yes.
A little thing called Ludology, right?
Just a small thing, yes, sir.
That was one of the first podcasts I started listening to. Excellent. But anyway, I'm Flip Flory from Flip Flory's Super Saturday Board Game Cereal. As you can see on the board behind here, the Family Gamers actually lended out their children to draw these for us. They did a fantastic job. Yes, give it up for them. So on Flip Flory Super Saturday Board Game Cereal, I'm looking to try to capture the magic of Saturday morning. It's just one of those things that's a foreign concept these days. everything is available instantly. So I try to keep, I try to concentrate on the fun atoms in gaming and stuff like that. So we're going into our second season, so the show's evolving a little bit, but I always have a guest come on and we chit-chat about whatever. We spin the wheel, gamification wheel, and we'll retheme a game with a new theme, like Battlestar Galactica with Monopoly or something like that. And what did we do with Yu-Gi-Oh? I can't remember.
It was Power Grid as...
Power Grid with Smurfs?
Yes,
I think it
Power
was?
Grid
yes.
with Smurfs.
So there's just a couple examples. We just try to have fun with it, keep it light. It's not about deep dive into games rules or games reviews, but that's what we do. And we do other segments where we interview kids about board games. Like, what do you think Twilight Struggle is about? Tell me what you think Twilight Struggle is about. And they have a six-year-old describe it to you, which is awesome. But there is one segment that we do that's been very divisive, I must say, but I personally love it. Actually, just by applause, how many people like sniffing board games? Things like that. Like a fresh deck of cards. Well, I have one called Sniffing Spiel. And we sniff board games and we talk about them. People either hate it or they love this segment. So we decided what board game are we going to sniff on this show, and the Family Gamers actually suggested this wonderful game called Who Did It? It is exactly what you think it is. It's a card game trying to suss out who did it. And for the viewers at home, it is a poop-shaped...
Emoji.
Oh, I stand corrected. It is a poop emoji-shaped bag containing a deck of cards. So Jason, Gil, and I are going to sniff these, and we're going to describe to you how this game smells. All right, so we'll get back here. I'll give this to Jason. Me and Gil can share this. We're going to start off by sniffing the bag itself. Because, you know, when you open a box top, there is a certain smell to some games, especially the ones that are unpunched. But I'm going to give this a smell. There's not much of a smell to it. I'm kind of surprised by that fact.
It smells like something that doesn't smell like much.
Well, exactly.
If you really get your nose up in there, like, you can get that teddy bear scent, because it is a plush bag. And you get that brand new teddy bear fresh from Toys R Us RIP.
that
smell.
Okay, well, we haven't actually opened the bag, so we're going to open the bag, and I find smelling the inside of a bag as opposed to the outside can deliver some olfactory delights. And what do you think, Gil?
There's a mustiness.
Yeah, I'm thinking
here.
Like a catcher's mitt.
I'm thinking more deep dark secrets.
Can you there? Can you get your nose in there really good and take a good whiff so people can get pictures of this of Gil Hova from Ludology sniffing a poop.
All right, I have a pretty big nose. So okay. We'll see. Let me take off my glasses. So
oh, okay. Here we go. He's going all in.
Not being able to see enhances your sense of smell. Right?
There we go.
Don't pass out.
Are you
well,
okay?
Yeah. You know, I need to set a little bit of context here because there's a pool nearby, so there's like a background smell of chlorine, but I can't smell that right now because I've been overwhelmed with the smell of... Hang on, let me try this again. Yeah, it smells like cleaning agents, I think.
Okay. So Gil has just shaved 3 minutes off of his life for you guys.
But worth it. Worth every second.
But I gotta say, it doesn't have a chemically smell like I was expecting it to.
Yeah.
So
it's earthy and natural and not unpleasant.
Yeah, I mean, I was expecting it to smell like a you know, like a playmat. You know, you ever mm-hmm. smell a playmat?
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Holy
yeah.
cats, man! Those things are like ridiculous. All right, so we have a triangular deck of cards in here, which I think that's pretty interesting. I mean, it kind of makes it kind of difficult to hold, and I can't imagine shuffling this. Do you think this makes this better for a ripple shuffle or not?
I don't know if you get it on the edge.
Maybe.
I'm sure you get used to it.
Yeah.
You don't actually have to shuffle them.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have to shuffle them?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, Anitra from the Family Gamers just told us we don't have to shuffle them.
It's
so.
Supposed to be in a soundproof booth.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know how she heard us in a soundproof booth. All right, so. But the good thing about a deck of cards is you can riffle it, and you can get a nice... And for sound effects at home. For who did it? Okay. Would you care to sniff there?
Sure, absolutely.
So what do you think, Jason?
I'm not getting much off the cards. For a poop-based game, it's got a surprisingly clean sense.
For a poop emoji.
Poop emoji, game.
We've been
right.
corrected. Right?
It's from the internet. The cleanest place on Earth.
The internet doesn't smell like anything. Or does it? What do you think, Gil?
The internet smells for you. And then we'll tell you what it thinks of that smell very strongly.
And why you're wrong about smelling the
exactly,
way you're smelling?
Yes.
Okay, I got it.
I'm not getting much of this either. I'm smelling air. Pretty much the riffle shuffle is displacing air, which is going into the nose, and I'm just smelling that air that's getting displaced.
Not much smell from the packaging. We have not much smell from the deck. Everybody loves sniffing rule books, so...
But this isn't really a rule book, right? This is like a rule sheet that...
This is a rule sheet, which kind of looks like flower petals, which Jason is displaying on his face right now. But we're going to give this a smell, and... I'm getting a little something off. I think it's just the ink.
Is it a soy-based ink, do you think?
I don't know.
I'm just smelling more chlorine.
Are we concerned that the pool is dampening the sound?
Dampening the sound?
Dampening.
Boy,
dampening,
I hope so.
Dampening the sound or the smell?
Well, both, perhaps. Dampening.
But no,
well, I mean, the pool is going to dampen by nature. I mean, it's a pool. It's full of water.
That's the joke.
So I'm not getting much off of that at all.
This is some game you picked here.
This is working up to a climactic, like, awesome smelling game, isn't it?
I mean,
and
I
by
was,
that I mean not.
I kind of had my hopes up, you know, because it's writing a check, you know.
So you're
it's
yeah,
making
so
a
you,
promise.
You, absolutely.
I'm expecting something smelling really strong here, and I'm just getting air.
That's true. That's true. All right, so finally we can move on to the tokens themselves, which they are poop emoji tokens. There's about a dozen here, I think, and we're going to go give this a smell. And I just...
You're not supposed to eat them, dude.
Do you eat with your nose?
Not one of these things smells like poop.
No.
I'm disappointed, but also strangely relieved.
Now... Now, Gil, as a game designer, if you designed this game, would you want a scratch-and-sniff element of some sort, or would you expect an odor of something?
It depends on how much I hate myself on that given day.
But, all right, so on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you think this game, how does this game smell, and does it meet your expectations? Jason?
Well, in terms of volume of smell, if that's a quantity that can be measured in such a way... I would give it a 0 on a scale of 1 to 10, because there wasn't much smell. However, as Gil was saying, there's that relief factor that it doesn't, in fact, smell like poop. And so, on that end of how much I enjoy the smell compared to what I was expecting, I'll give it a 9.
What?
But that average is actually like a 4, right?
So that's like a
4.5.
You have relief that it wasn't smelling as you expected.
Yes.
Okay. Gil, what do you think? Scale of 1 to 10?
So there's a couple of ways we can rate this. You know, we can rate how much it smells versus the aesthetic qualities of the smell. So how am I ranking this?
I think aesthetic qualities.
Yeah, aesthetic qualities, I would give it a 2 or a 3 because it just, I mean, if you're going to go for it, go for it. You know, give me something to hang my hat on. So I don't have any smells here. I mean, when I look at this game in 30 years, one of the first things I'm going to remember is its smell. And I'm going to remember that this is the game that smelled like nothing.
That is true. That is true. I mean, I think you both make very good points. And personally, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give this a 1. Because I'm thinking that, like you said, this game makes a promise when it comes in a poop emoji-shaped packaging. So even though I want this to smell as disturbing as possible. So when you're playing it, you're grimacing. And it's creating an experience, because this is Who Did It by Blue Orange Games. Yeah, I really think that, I don't know, I think it would be one of those things that even though it's disturbing and off-putting, that it would make it sell for some stupid reason. So With high rise coming up, I think you might suggest making it smell like concrete or maybe rebarb or something like
that. I'm going to put my best people on it.
Smell like construction workers.
Oh, yes. Somebody suggested to smell like construction workers. Okay. All right. Well, that's sniffing spiel. Yes, it's very idiotic, but everybody loves smelling games, definitely.
Yep.
That's right. But yes, once again, this is Jason Lees, who favors a lot of tweets. This is Gil Hova, maker of games and co-host of Ludology. And yeah, you can find my podcast on iTunes and everywhere you can find podcasts. Yeah, it comes out every Saturday morning, and we just try to have a lot of fun with it. And remember, you can't spell board game without F, U, or N, okay?
Thank you very much, Flip Flory's Super Saturday Board Game Cereal. Man, this show stinks, doesn't it? All right. When we come back, we will have a battle for podcast supremacy. Stay with us. The Battle of Wits is after this. Will collide and battle for podcast supremacy. And today, we are having a Super Saturday Survey Showdown. Ooh. That's right. I reached out on the interwebs and I surveyed gamers and non-gamers alike and asked them a whole bunch of questions. And our teams are going to be asked to determine what the more popular answers to those questions were. We got over 130 responses from all over the world. We're very grateful to everybody who took the survey. And this game is going to take place in two rounds. So for our first round, I'm going to ask the representatives from both teams to please come to the stage. Give everybody a hand, please. All right, and who is representing Team Flip Flory Super Saturday Board Game Cereal?
That is me, Gil, and Jason.
That's me.
That's him.
And who is representing the Family Gamers?
All right, it is Andrew, and I'm joined by...
Asher.
Asher, yay! Oh, and there's one more important element that I mentioned, is that each team is going to be championing a member of our live audience right now. And the winning team will win a fabulous prize package for an audience member, which includes... Hostage Negotiator by Van Ryder Games, Circle the Wagon by Button Shy, 3D printed trees for terraforming Mars from Game Up, who has an Etsy shop, and 2 6-sided dice that have been rubbed on the headstone of Milton Bradley himself. This actually
is legit. It actually happened.
A prize package worth $83 billion. Alright, so first we're going to determine which row our lucky winner comes from. We're going to start with row 1 in the front, going all the way up to the back, and we'll loop around if we need to. I have a 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The second row is in contention. Left to right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh,
you are eligible to win a big prize. Okay. What's your name?
Mark.
Mark! Everybody say hi to Mark! Everybody repeat after me. Oh, hi, Mark!
Oh, hi, Mark!
Thank you.
Good doggy.
Team Family Gamers, you'll be playing for Mark today.
All right.
All right, let's pick another audience member, shall we? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way in the back! Woo! 1, 2, Nick Baker! That's convenient. Oh, hi, Nick.
Hi.
Thank you.
I apologize in advance.
Hi, everybody.
Let me explain the rules for the first round. In the first round, I'm going to read you a survey question, and I'm going to give you the top 4 or 5 answers right off the bat. Your team is going to tell me which of those answers you think is the most popular, and I'm going to award you points based on how many people gave that response. Mm. Once you've done that, I'm going to give your team a chance to double that amount by answering a special bonus question. Each team will get two sets of questions this way, and that's how we'll do the first round. Does that sound good?
Yeah. I think so.
All right. All right. Teams, are you ready?
Yes.
Ashley, New Hampshire, are you ready? We drew straws to find out who would go first, and that is the Family Gamers.
It was totally rigged!
All right. So your question, and this is just for the two of you. I asked our survey respondents to name your favorite Marvel Comics character. Name your favorite Marvel Comics character. The top five responses are in play. You need to select from Iron Man, Spider-Man, Squirrel Girl, Thor, or Captain America? Which do you think is the most popular response?
All right, let's huddle.
Folks, you're more than welcome to shout responses and help this team reach a decision.
What do you think, Mark? What do you think, Mark?
Superman! Get Batman out of here!
So Batman is not an option.
Iron Man.
Pick one of the top. You pick something else, you just won't score points.
All right. I think we're going to go with Mark's idea. What do you think of that? Mm-hmm. We're going to go with Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. So Mark in the audience says Spider-Man. You're going to lock that answer in?
We are.
Spider-Man is the number one answer. Woo! 19 points.
All right.
All right, now's your chance to double that 19 points. All right? In the same survey, name your favorite Marvel Comics character. Did more people say Howard the Duck or Superman?
Who did he poll?
The entire world. All 134 of them.
We're mild answer giver dissonance here, so I'm going to pull rank. We're going to go with Superman.
You're going to go with Superman.
What?
One person said Superman.
Aww. Howard the Duck!
Howard the Duck?
The Duck
was two people.
He was right.
19 points, a respectable start to the game.
He was right.
Now 19-0. Team Flip Flora, you are now in control with question number two. Your question, name a gaming accessory you can't live without. Name a gaming accessory you can't live without. The top five answers are bowls or small trays, a controller, dice, little baggies, or the table itself. Once again.
You'll notice that they got, you know, they got the cream puff one, and we got the really difficult one.
I believe in you guys.
I don't.
I feel
like little baggies.
Dice. Everyone else is a little too a priority for me. Okay, so I think we have an answer here.
Yeah. You think I have an answer?
Yeah, we're going to go with dice.
You're going to go with dice.
What do you think, Nick?
Your answer is dice?
Excellent.
And that is the number one answer with 19. It is now tied 19-19. Here's your chance to double that score and take the lead. In the same survey, name a gaming accessory you can't live without. Did more people say the power glove?
It's so bad.
Or your hands themselves?
Hands.
So it's hands or gloves.
Jill, you know the right answer.
All right. So what do you think?
I want to go with power glove.
You want to go with power glove? Nick, what do you think?
Power glove.
I think we're going to go with power glove.
The power glove.
Yes.
That's your answer?
That is our final answer.
Okay.
Forever.
Three people said the power glove is a gaming accessory they can't live without. Makes it real easy to roll dice, I hear. The number of people who said your hands are the most important thing are four. No bonus for you. It is tied 19-19. Moving on to question number three. Team Family Gamers, I see you've made a substitution.
Yep, we did. We got one of those questions wrong, so I traded out the person who had the right answer.
All right, who do we have on stage?
Now we have Claire. Say hi, Claire.
Oh, hi, Claire.
Oh, hi, Claire.
Thank you. Your question. Name your favorite Saturday morning cartoon. Your favorite Saturday morning cartoon. The top five answers, in no particular order. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. X-Men. Transformers. Looney Tunes. Or Scooby-Doo.
Bugs Bunny, Looney Tunes.
Okay. So, for the record, Claire is 10. I don't think any of those are around on Saturday mornings anymore.
Not my problem.
Let's discuss. Mark?
Mark wasn't listening.
No idea?
Yeah.
All right. Well, Claire, I'm gonna just trust your gut on this one. The answer is?
Looney Tunes.
Is your answer.
Yes.
That is the number one answer.
Yay!
Hot streak on the panel today. Here's your chance to double that. In the same survey, name your favorite Saturday morning cartoon. Did more people say Chip and Dale's Rescue Rangers or the McLaughlin Group?
Yes!
McLaughlin Group!
Chip and Dale.
All right, Mark, you punted on the first one. You want to go with Chippendales? All right, are you a Chippendale? Hold on. Okay, just checking. We're going with Chippendale.
You're going to go with Chippendales?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I will reveal that one person said the McLaughlin Group.
Is that what?
And nobody said. No bonus for you.
Oh, man.
The score is now 41-19
I had that breakfast cereal once.
In favor of the Family Gamers, Flip's team, you are next with the final question of the first round.
All right, hit me.
Your question is, how many toasters do you currently own? Now, for this question and this question only, I will reveal that 80 people said one. I have deleted those answers.
Yeah.
So, other than people who own exactly one toaster, how many toasters do you currently own? The top four answers in this case.
No particular order.
We'll do it in numerical order. Why not?
Sure.
0, 2, 3, or 4?
Zero. It would have to be 0 or 2, I would imagine.
It would have to be.
Unless you're some sort of toaster hoarder.
I feel like 0 is a little bit more reasonable. Most people are counting like a regular toaster and a toaster oven.
But why would we have a regular toaster and a toaster oven?
Oh, you feel like French bread pizza in the toaster oven.
Oh, that's fair.
That's what.
Yeah, that's a good question.
So it's up to the people who took the survey, I think.
Functioning or non-functioning?
These are all questions to which there are no answers.
Now, Cylons. How do Cylons fit in?
A fully laden swallow? Okay.
Do any of the people answering this survey, do any of them own a Bed Bath & Beyond?
It could happen.
Yeah. Right. Or do they own a hotel?
We want to know if it's African or European.
An African or European toaster.
So, all right, so we're hung up between 2 and 0. I think so either people who have no toaster at all and never eat bread, I guess, or people who want the choice between toast and, like, a nicely toasted pizza. Like personal pizza. Yeah, like a toaster oven. That's an excellent
question.
That's
what toaster ovens do.
That's what they're made for. They've got the little bump in the back so you can put a circular pizza in them.
What if you put the toaster sideways and kind of slid the pizza?
Hey guys, my demo slot's at noon.
We're gamers. We're talking about toasters here, for crying out loud.
You're the one who gave us this question.
So this is a deep philosophical issue. I think 0 is going to be.
I'm leaning more towards 2.
Rock, paper, scissors?
Let's ask Nick.
Yeah.
Nick
says 2.
Okay, I'll defer.
All right. I think we're going to go with 2.
You're going to go with 2? 2 is the number 2 answer. Oh. 21.
Oh. 0.
But 0 was 22. So you still did very, very well for yourselves. Oh. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, applaud that. Come on.
Toasters.
All right, here's a chance to double that 21 points you just earned. Did more people say they owned 5 toasters or 42 toasters?
I'm hoping it's 42. Oh.
I would imagine it's going to be, I think it's going to be 0 people said 5 and one special precious person said 42. Do you feel good about 42, Nick? Nick feels good about 42.
42?
Yes.
Okay, I'll reveal that one person out there owns 5 toasters.
Mm-hmm.
And 2 people! Doubling your points! now 61-41 in favor of Flip Floor Super Saturday Board Game Series. That is the end of round one. Thank you for playing. Let's bring our team captains onto the stage. Team captains, we have Anitra and Flip. Anitra has some support here.
I have additional support here from Elliot, apparently.
Yeah, we'll let you have that because you're behind in points, so we'll give you the extra person.
You gotta help me.
He's our support animal. All
right. So here's what's going to happen.
I was going to bring mine on, but I couldn't carry Jason, so.
So I'm going to give each of you one question with one final opportunity to build your points. After I've done that, each of you are going to play one final game-ending question where you can risk any or all of your points to find out who's going to be the winner. Does that sound good?
Sounds okay. Great.
All right. Family Gamer, since you're behind, we'll let you go first. All right, and would you like set one or set two?
Set one.
Set one. Okay. For set one, would you like to earn a number of points equal to the number of people who can beat Contra on the NES without the 30 lives code? Or the number of people who said they like puppet shows more than cartoons?
All right, the number of people who can beat Contra without the cheat code.
The number of people who can beat Contra without the 30 lives code. I can tell you that 23 people like puppet shows more than cartoons. And 11 people can beat Contra on the NES without 30 lives code. But that's still good for 11 points. Congratulations.
Yeah, 11 points.
Striking distance. All right. So you're going to score points, Flip, based on either the number of people who said that they have been disintegrated by Thanos in the last 30 days.
All right. How did they vote? Maybe they voted as they were discerning as they pressed the... Okay.
Or I also asked the question, I accept the terms and conditions, the number of people who said no. So the number of people who did not accept the terms and conditions are the number of people who have been disintegrated in the last 30 days, I think.
Oh, man. This is a tough one. Terms and conditions. Well, we all know that everybody on the internet doesn't even bother. They just say yes anyway, and they get their free app, which gives them plenty of malware and tons of ads they don't want. And emails, too. Everybody loves emails. But disintegrated by Thanos... All the cool kids are getting disintegrated by Thanos these days. So I'm going to go with disintegrated by Thanos.
Okay. Disintegrated by Thanos.
Good answer, good answer.
I will tell you that 18 people refused to accept the terms and conditions. And as a result, 16 people have been disintegrated by
what?
Thanos.
So one falls to another?
I know, like, that's a plot twist at the end here, that they're linked together.
I disagree again. Yeah.
So, that leaves our score going into the final question at 77 points for Flip, 52 points for the Family Gamers. What I need both of you to do right now, before I even reveal the next question, is write down how many points you would like to risk on the final question. How many points you would like to risk. Team captains, lock in your wagers now. All right, your wagers are locked in. Team Family Gamers, how much are you wagering?
All of it.
All
no
of it.
Way.
And Team Flip Flory, how much are you wagering?
I am wagering cheeseburger.
Yeah. So nothing then.
No, everybody knows that the cheeseburger is the pinnacle of fast food evolution, so it is everything.
Okay, so. All right. Okay. So both teams wagering everything.
The whole cheeseburger.
Yes, the whole cheeseburger.
All right. So now I'm going to ask each of you to give me a number. You're going to write this down in secret. I would like you to tell me as close as you can without going over the number of people who said that they sleep less than 6 hours a night. The number of people in my survey who sleep less than 6 hours a night.
Out of how many people
how many
surveyed?
People are in the survey?
Out of 130-ish people.
Got it.
Sorry, it's the percentage of people who sleep.
Oh, okay.
Percentage.
I should clarify that.
Yes. Right. Helpful.
No help from the audience, please, on this part. If you help them, you're ejected immediately. All right, do we have our answers locked in?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go to Team Family Gamers first.
My answer is 85%.
85% of people surveyed.
It wasn't all parents, you know.
There is no... What is this not parents you speak of? I have three children. I no longer understand what it's like to
it's
not
like a whole
be a
different universe.
And sleep more than 4 or 5 hours a night.
All right. Team Flip Flory.
Well, I thought Transformers don't sleep, so... Obviously, I had to draw my answer would be 85. Oh! Which is when the original and the best animated Transformers movie came out.
So both teams said 85%. Now that means if you're both over, you both lose all of your points and we have a tie. However, if you're both under, then that means Team Flip Flory wins.
Ooh.
Big drama here. I will reveal... 49%!
Oh. What?
People sleep with 10 points! Nobody has any points!
Zero.
This is terrible.
That means that after all of that rigmarole and the sweat and everything that's happened, this one's gonna come down to a die roll! So, on an even number, Nick wins. On an odd number, Mark wins. Can I have a drum roll, please? But our second place winner will not go home empty-handed. Congratulations on winning two games today. These will be two recently sniffed copies of Who Did It? Congratulations to both teams and a winner! Thank you for coming out tonight. And just because I happen to have the stage, let me remind you once again that in Soviet Russia, table flips you. Good night!